Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Hey, did you know Halloween is on Friday?
Have you heard that? I keep hearing it from my kids.
It's like they're so demanding about it. They want candy. They want to go out. They want to dress up.
I told the little one, like, no, it's not. It's on Saturday.
Do your kids have school on Friday?
He's got to be so disappointed. Yeah.
A lot of kids are out on Friday.
Really?
Yeah. No. Your kids are in Blue Valley. Yeah, I know some kids in some districts that are out. It's another one of the 4-day weekends that they're having a lot of lately, which is probably good for teachers because then they don't have to host. They don't have to do the whole Halloween party thing in school.
I don't know. I feel like
it's distracting.
Maybe I'm wrong. I feel like if I was a teacher, I'd look forward to that.
Distracting.
I'm actually surprised that they're doing this. They didn't allow this in the school district we used to live in on the East Coast, that they are letting the kids wear costumes to school. That was not allowed.
That was always a thing, yeah.
That was not allowed. They're on Friday, that's all the kids get to wear costumes. I don't know why they weren't allowing it. Maybe because I guess some kids aren't, for religious reasons, celebrating Halloween.
Yeah, where some kids get really fancy costumes and other kids don't have the finances. It becomes a little contest.
But I feel like if you don't have the finances, you still wear something.
Can get creative.
Get creative. Like, actually, those are some of the best costumes. So.
Yeah. Also, candy and kids and allergies and.
Yeah.
It's a disaster. can't have those parties and have it be fun.
I guess
no
so.
Way.
Yeah. Fun has been overruled by strategery.
Yeah.
All right. So it's time for Unpopular Opinions. It is Wednesday. It is 12:07. So Unpopular Opinions coming your way. This is the first one for Halloween. Candy corn is the best Halloween candy. It tastes like honey and sugar, and it is great mixed with peanuts and pretzels. Okay, I'm going to say that part of that sentence actually disqualified the previous part of it. If you're saying it's great with peanuts and pretzels, that's basically saying it sucks
on
its own.
Yeah.
I need to add things to this to make it good. You might be right, but I'm not eating candy corn. It's not happening.
I don't even know what I don't feel like it tastes like anything. Mm-hmm. My dad used to like candy corn. I don't feel like it tastes like anything. More importantly, the texture of candy corn is one that I have a hard time finding words for.
It's to me, it's not the texture as much as the, oh dear God, I can feel my insulin levels rising, kind of filmy aftertaste that you get after devouring a handful of it.
Do you remember... and maybe they still have them, but like we used to be able to get the little wax bottles, like little wax soda bottles of little, they had like half a shot of juice in them.
Sure.
I feel like candy corn tastes like that wax. that's the texture of it. And it gets stuck in your teeth and there's no redeeming quality about
there's
it.
There's not. None.
Quentin, somebody argue with me.
Quentin,
tell me it's amazing.
You said there's one way to eat candy corn.
The only way to eat candy corn is to eat it with peanuts. Because it's
I thought you were going
to
say like with an alcohol.
The only way, I can't even imagine. Somebody on the text line's got some gross cocktail that they're like, oh, this is my favorite treat. It's the candy corn cocktail. And it's like some sugary syrup and then just a handful of candy corn thrown into it. But no, I just eat it. You eat it with peanuts because it tastes like a payday bar. And you know, any reason to eat peanuts, I'm good with.
Okay. I will say I've not tried it with peanuts. I've not tried it with pretzels. I'll give that a shot.
There's so many other things you can eat that are better.
If that's the way you have to eat it to make it palatable, it's not the best candy. That doesn't make any sense. All right.
For sure. Well, hold on a minute. For sure, it's not the best.
Yeah, that's what the first. Well, that's the unpopular opinion.
I mean, it was
right
never.
Now.
I'm just thinking, is it even edible? Is it even something that somebody wants to consume? Like, is it in the top 50?
We could do later as best like seasonal thing, you know, where it's like something is here for a month and a half and then it's gone.
I like that.
Like your pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, your
pumpkin
PSLs.
Spice, whatever yeah. McDonald's does.
Yep.
Whatever.
The pumpkin, the Reese's peanut butter cup. Pumpkins.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like most of the things that are seasonal are bad. Mm-hmm. And we just get hyped around them because they exist for 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's like the McRib.
It's branding. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like candy corn is definitely one of those things where, like, you know, it people buy it because it exists for 4 weeks.
Is it just it's Halloween too? It's not like you're eating candy corn at Christmas, right?
Yeah. I think the idea is like it's a fall thing. And so they just, you know, put it out for, because I think you can buy it like during Thanksgiving-ish.
What's worse, candy corn or Good and Plenty?
I'll say Good and Plenty just because I don't have to suck candy corn out of my teeth all day.
Because it's Good and Plenty is like that, for those who have no idea, it's purple and white and yeah. It's like in a capsule.
Yeah. Those kind are of fine. But I mean, I prefer the way those taste, but the aftermath is worse.
They're both to me. That's
So candy corn's worst. It's not even. It's I could make the argument that it's not the worst Halloween candy because I'll have it. It's better than those little black and orange ones that find their way at the bottom of the bag. The ones that gravity always seems to find. They're always at the bottom. And you're like, who even was giving these? Oh, that's right, that old lady. Hope she's dead next year, so I don't have to go to her house.
Or you just don't have to go to her house.
Yeah, but I have to.
Somewhere else.
I have to. She's given out something. Maybe it's changed.
I mean, unless it's also, again, like a can of soda or something, then
yeah, there's
skip
no way
that house.
Happening.
Okay, what else?
Houses that give out one piece of candy are awesome. It stretches the route and turns the night into a longer adventure. That's the next unpopular opinion. Okay.
Do kids want it to be a longer adventure?
A couple of thoughts on that. No.
No, you want it to be efficient.
I don't.
You want to go to 5 houses.
I want.
Get full-size candy bars at each one and be done.
I am happy that Finn is at an age where he has larger hands so he can grab bigger handfuls of candy and we can get the night over with quicker. And I don't have to go on this baton death march around our neighborhood of kids in costumes and everything. The other thing is I realized this years ago that when you go up to houses and they're like, no, you can take more. They're trying to get rid of that so they can stop.
What a horrible thing to say to parents. Like, you know, like, no, here, your kid can have more sugar.
Yes. Well,
that's not enough.
That's not a horrible thing to say to parents. They're the ones taking their kids out trick-or-treating.
Sugar is not the best thing in the world for kids, I thought.
It's not, but you're taking your kids out trick-or-treating.
It gets them, like, all riled up and stuff, and they don't sleep. Yeah. This time it doesn't matter. It's on a Friday.
Right.
It should always be on a Friday.
But I think the parents take that into account and are fine with it. But I also... I realize that you're just the reason you want my kid to take more candy is so you just get this over with. Just take it. I'm done. I'm tired of answering the door every 10 minutes.
Quentin, do you feel like it has been Halloween season since like April?
It's been a minute.
I feel like given that you and I are less holiday inclined, I feel like it has been almost Halloween since the 4th of July. Like this is the 50th time I've thought about Halloween candy. And I keep reminding myself there are no kids in my neighborhood. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing on Friday night because
there's no kids.
The neighbors are gone, so I'm not doing a fire on Friday night. There's nobody that comes around.
We're going to take Finn out trick-or-treating, obviously, Friday night. Henry's going to stay home and handle the trick-or-treating from the kids.
Does he like doing it?
No, he hates it. That's why he has to do it. It's funny.
Okay.
Let's
punish him for something.
Right. But I don't know. I'm also wondering if like I should just set him up at the garage door. Well, I was thinking about the dog. The dog goes nuts.
Oh,
and
I bet.
This is the first year where we'll probably have regular trick-or-treaters because we live in a nicer neighborhood than we did before. And there's only like 3 houses on our block in the old neighborhood. Now it's hundreds of houses in the subdivision that I live in. So we're going to have hopefully plenty of trick-or-treaters. So I'm wondering, should I make Henry sit by the door or should we like get a fire pit? And sit out in the driveway.
System? Just put it in a big bowl.
Nah, I don't trust that. I don't trust that at all.
That's a lot of people.
No.
If you make him sit outside, just like tell him to invite his friends over, and they can just sit outside, and they can be one of those. Be one of that house that like they're handing out candy in the driveway.
He has explicitly said he
has
doesn't.
No friends.
He has friends. He doesn't want me to meet his friends.
Well, maybe they can come over after you leave.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can have a little party. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought some 99 shots upstairs in the fridge, kids. Have fun.
That just occurred to me for the first time. So again, I get like maybe 5 trick-or-treaters, but this dog in particular, Eclair.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking
way.
I want Henry to maybe sit by the garage door because it's our first year where we'll have him regular and Gordon will be freaking out.
Eclair will, because this is already kind of a nervous dog anyway. I mean, Eclair gets upset at the neighbors across the street have the big blow up Halloween things in the front yard. She goes nuts. She thinks those are people that are coming to break into the house. Like, she goes nuts at those being up all the time. She's not going to like the doorbell.
Next unpopular opinion. Smarties. Everyone calls them chalk, but they do not melt. They portion perfectly and they punch above their weight in a mixed bowl. Smarties are awesome.
I wouldn't say they're awesome, but I like them. I feel like more than
a lot of
people.
I'm going to go the reverse on this. I actually agree with this. I'm going to go the reverse of the candy corn thing. Smarties are good.
Like, they're good. Yeah, they're not the best.
They get a bad rep, but I don't know why, because they're fine.
They're just little. And they're also like, they're good for little kids because it's just a little bit of just a little bit of thing. And if the worst thing that happens is they fall all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the sweetest thing you could eat in the world.
Yeah, it's a little bit off. Yeah. Like it's a little bit off sweet. Yeah.
I only need one of them, but
There is something satisfying about untwist, like pulling on both ends.
Oh, yeah, and just like, letting it drop.
And then just let it fall into your mouth, the whole thing.
There's something satisfying about that.
Yeah. Smarties are awesome.
Smarties are good. Smarties are good to get in, like, the variety pack. You know, you buy the big bag and, like, 10 of them are Smarties. Like, that's the perfect. I don't need a bunch of them, but every once in a while.
Okay, what's better, Smarties or Tootsie Roll?
Oh, Tootsie Roll. 100%.
Again, they get stuck in my teeth. I don't. Yeah. I need something that tastes like a Tootsie Roll, but isn't, that I'm not digging out later.
You know what's weird is those fruit Tootsie Rolls.
That's a weird thing.
You only get them from parades, though. Like, you only get the only way you ever get a Tootsie Roll, that are the fruit Tootsie Rolls, is if a clown threw it at your face while he's walking down the street at you. I don't know why that is. I've never seen them in the wild. Have you?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I've ever eaten one of them.
Really?
I've seen them.
Yeah, because they've been laying in a gutter.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, Fruitsie Rolls or whatever they're called. Yeah. Okay. Those are fine. All right, we'll go to break on this one. Do some non-Halloween ones. Being quiet in a social setting is perfectly fine. It doesn't mean that you're shy. It can mean that you're just taking everything in. You need to normalize being quiet.
So being unsocial in a social setting.
Being antisocial is totally social. Is that okay? I'm going to 100% agree with this unpopular opinion. I think that people freak out too much when somebody's just a little bit quiet. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
We're doing unpopular opinions. Halloween is Friday. Halloween parties are happening this weekend. What if you are invited to a Halloween party, but you're not really the social type?
Yeah, I think we need to normalize not shyness, but being quiet. If this is an unpopular opinion, being quiet in social settings should be normalized. It doesn't mean you're shy. It can mean you're just taking everything in. My wife is somebody who does not like talking very much. She's always been like that, and it actually works out great in our relationship because I can't shut up.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she, oddly, I would not describe her as somebody who is shy. If, like, she just kind of sits there and just kind of takes things in. She doesn't. She's not necessarily nervous in social situations. She's just kind of like, oh, okay, I don't really have much to say right now. I'm just kind of listening. And that's what makes her great, too. I think if somebody is sitting there at a party and they're not the life of the party and they just kind of want to take it all in, that's totally fine.
I think so when I have gone out with you and your wife, and I'm glad that you said that, I have asked you after.
Yeah.
Was she okay?
Yeah, it can be off-putting for
people. Does she not like me? Because she doesn't really engage in the conversation. Are we talking too much radio? Because radio people have a tendency to do that. But I also get, I have several very good friends that are introverts or who are like you guys, where they're a couple and one person is enough for both. And when it comes to a party like that.
That is a very accurate description.
You know, and I used to be a little more like that, a little more introverted. And I would always wonder and would want to assure people, like, just because I'm not engaging in the conversation doesn't mean I'm not listening to it. I just don't have a lot to say about this, but I still think it's interesting. But I remember several people saying to me, oh, we thought maybe you didn't like us because you were just kind of sitting there.
Yeah. And I think there's a cognitive distortion that a lot of people engage in, and it's mind reading. It's assuming that people are thinking negative things about you when you have no idea.
Assuming the worst.
And especially when people are quiet. It's easy to do that. And believe me, I've done that with my wife where I've been like, well, she seems mad. And if she was mad, she would never tell me. Or if she was happy, whatever. And I'll ask her, like, are you okay? Everything okay? Yeah. Why? I don't know. I just kind of had a look on your face. I don't know. But no, that happens a lot where people are like, is she okay? She didn't say much. Like I might start telling people she's a Buddhist monk.
Well, because it surprises those of us that are not like that, that the quiet people want to be in those social settings then. Because it's like, because you don't seem like you're having fun, you're not participating in the conversation. I'm surprised that you even want to be here.
Right. She has no problem being in social situations. She just likes kind of, I don't know. It's also a possibility where she just views the rest of us as kind of exhibits at a zoo. And she's like, I just want to see what the monkeys are up to. I just want to take it all in. Go ahead, Quentin.
There is one way to guarantee your wife will talk, and that's mess up her drink four times.
Apparently. Oh, she'll get mad.
But I couldn't tell she was mad until the very end.
Well, that's true.
I don't know her that well, but I couldn't tell until the very end. And then at the end, I could tell.
Yeah, I say she doesn't talk much. She had a lot to say on the way home.
She had a lot to say once we left that bar.
Yeah.
Once we were in a setting where she could be more open about her aversion to the situation. She had more to say.
I honestly don't think I've seen her that angry in a very long time.
She was so mad. Though,
yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Especially meeting her for the first time. Yeah. Just like, because, you know, we all went out for drinks about a month ago and they kept getting my wife's drink order wrong.
Or they did, or she'd ask for something.
And they were like, we don't have that.
But how does this, like, that takes a, she was doing her best. Yeah. This server.
The waitress was, yeah, she was.
But that takes a special person or a special establishment for four times for someone to ask for something that is on your menu, but that you don't actually have.
And like normal stuff.
It wasn't anything different. It was just stuff that was on, it was just beer. It was just stuff that was on their menu, but they didn't have that.
From the text line, it's okay to be quiet in social situations and settings. I'm one of those people. I'm a people watcher. The interactions that are going on are my entertainment, and I will interact on occasion. Yeah.
This is why solo travel appeals to me a lot, because it allows me sometimes to just be quiet and just observe and people watch. I don't need to be talking all of the time, but you do worry if somebody's bored.
Yeah.
Sometimes I will get quiet when I am bored because I tune out of it. I'm just so easily bored. And again, a little bit of ADHD, I just check out.
Yeah. That happens. I've been in situations, and I used to kind of be more of a person, especially when I was younger, like junior high school and stuff like that. It was because of anxiety, though, where I didn't say much because I was worried about saying the wrong thing. Or it's, what is the old adage? It's better to be quiet than open. It's better to be quiet and be thought a fool than open your mouth and get rid of all doubt. It's basically that.
And sometimes you don't want to compete. When I was in my early 20s, when I was working at the station I was at in Illinois, there was a trio of us, and the other two, we were all friends from work. The other two just had these huge personalities and just so loud and just so, And I was friends with the two of them, but I felt like there's not enough air here. There isn't enough space for me to get into this conversation ever. Yeah. And I eventually stopped hanging out with them because I just felt like I was competing too much.
That can be really annoying.
Yeah, it was exhausting.
It's also like you join some friends or they've known each other for a while. Mm-hmm. Or if you move to a new city and you don't know things, you don't know the way around or the people and the events. When I was in Boston, my co-host and producer both knew everybody, mm-hmm. knew every host of every news talk show, knew everybody in radio, everybody. And they mm-hmm. would sit there and be like, did you hear that Jim McClanahan left his wife? What? I can't believe they just got married 2 years ago. I'd be like, I have no idea who you're talking about. Like, do you not realize that this is a little bit rude?
Yeah.
Can you talk about more relative things? Because I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah. But I would just start telling them that. I'd be like, guys, I don't know nor do I care mm-hmm. who these people are. Like, just could you shift the focus back to me?
Talk about me instead.
I'm awesome. Yes. All right. From the text line. Sorry. More unpopular opinions. Waiting on hold is actually great.
No, it's not.
You get free mindfulness training. Nobody can ask you for anything while you're listening to lightly jazzy flutes.
Juicy fruits.
Juicy fruits, jazzy flutes.
That. Whosever opinion that is, you are the most boring person to ever exist. Do you really? You have nothing better to do but to live. And then every 5 minutes or so, that person comes on.
But we appreciate your call. It's so important to us.
No, you don't.
When I had an issue with the state of Massachusetts, I would call them. And it was literally, I had to be on hold for 2 hours to get through. And that's what they said. Like, I would Google, like, how do I get through to somebody? You just have to call and just be on hold for hours and eventually get through.
The unemployment office is famously that way, particularly in Kansas. I've heard that. You'll be on hold for 10 hours.
And they will play music. And this is the way they did it. This is obviously intentional. They would play. And it would get increasingly louder as it was going. And then the voice would come on.
We appreciate your call. Mm-hmm. All operators are busy.
And then, and it was every 12 seconds, it looped like that. It was obviously done to annoy you. Obviously done to get you off the phone. You can, if you want to consider that mindfulness training, if you want to consider that meditative, congratulations, you're a better person than the three of us. But I cannot, for the life of me, understand somebody sitting there enjoying being on hold.
You're not a better person. Your life just sucks.
Chat feature. Every company on its website needs to have a chat feature.
But it needs to be actual AI or something that can actually respond to your specific problem.
Heaven forbid an actual person.
Person would be better, but you know that's not going to happen.
But eventually, like Amazon, you can eventually get to someone useful on a chat bot. Takes a while. But you get there.
Along those lines and finishing off unpopular opinions is this unpopular opinion. I really like my commute. I have an hour and 15 minutes one way. I just listen to podcasts and audiobooks. And of course, I get to spend more time with Jonathan and Jamie.
I'm here too, but that's fine.
Yeah. Well, they didn't mention you, weirdly.
They don't care if you're.
Yeah. It's your rolling classroom.
Both ways you like it? An hour and 15 minutes both ways?
No, bro.
I'm not.
I hate to been negative on every unpopular opinion we've had today. But, okay, here's where I'll say you could enjoy your commute if you knew every day it was exactly going to be the time that you knew it was going to be. So if you knew every day it was going to be an hour and 15 minutes and never more than that, fine. But today I had a 45-minute commute on what's usually a 20-minute commute because traffic was so bad because of the rain.
If your home life is chaos, if you have like 6 kids at home and an angry spouse, I can see why you enjoy that quiet time because maybe it's all you get. But no, not that long. I do 20 minutes. I don't like that. I don't because it's all city streets. It makes me crazy.
There are certain things that I listen to on the commute or that I'm like, okay, that I'm looking forward to this on the way home or whatever. I don't for the life of me understand how you would just sit there play in a unless again, you're just driving on the highway and there's no one around you.
A friend of mine used to call that windshield time, where she could just like figure out the world and figure,
zone,
you know, like
out?
time to think,
all right.
Like quiet time to just think. The rest of us,
yes, Quentin,
do that other times.
I mean, I got, especially during football season, it's nice to have all of the various football podcasts.
True.
So I can just, you know, drive. And it does help that when I, because I live in the Northland, I drive around the city now. Instead of my previous job, I had to drive downtown, mm-hmm. which was white knuckle driving the entire way. But because I drive around the city, there's not really much of traffic that I have to. The only time that I'm really like, all right, people, is when it's like today and people don't know they need to turn their headlights on, even though you can still see. And also when you're like merging into other highways, people just don't use their turn signal.
That, other than that, that word merge.
Other than that,
pushes a button.
It's nice to be able to. 27-minute commute. Got a 30-minute podcast. Let's do this thing.
You should be listening to the radio.
I was just going to say, we have shows on this radio station.
I told you before, ironically, the radio doesn't
work. Oh, the radio
doesn't
work in your car. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. All right. I real quick, that's unpopular opinions. I'll just throw this out. Andy Reid said that Hollywood Brown is sick today, so he's not practicing. Isaiah Pacheco is out of practice because of his knee. He has an MCL strain. And Josh Simmons obviously is still gone. He won't be back until probably after the bye, which is after this week. No, it's the week after next, right, Quentin? I should know these things. Anyway, also, if you missed the news yesterday, Pacheco is out. He's probably going to be out for a little bit, or is week to week. Who knows? That's not the worst thing in the world because it gives us a chance to look at other running backs. I think it's fine.
Coming up, you have not looked at the story yet, but we have an update on the Folly Theater.
Oh, yeah.
On how much...
Oh, no, I saw that. Yeah, you just put
it up there on how high of a number we have gotten to for that cleanup of the Folly Theater.
Good Lord.
Holy.
Oh, you know who's really upset about this? Is Finn.
Oh, because of...
Because Dogman. He was livid. We'll talk about this coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
So we first talked about this story on Monday. The Folly Theater, which is, it's not for profit at the very least. It is a 125-year-old theater, if you can imagine that. It's been open since 1900. Vandals broke in over the weekend and made a complete disaster out of the place. And KCUR has an update.
Oh my God, I'm just seeing the pictures of it too.
Yeah, because we've got pictures now of how much this is going to cost to clean up. They also give us a little more detail about how all of this was uncovered. So on Friday morning at about 1 a.m., Stephanie Spatz Ornburn, the event manager at the Folly Theater, answered a call from police telling her the historic venue had been broken into. Again, interesting that it was police that contact. I was still curious about alarms and stuff like that. But the vandals broke open a glass door to enter. That was an ADA entrance. They ripped monitors off the lobby walls. They went to the bar. They threw maraschino cherries on the floor and wine up the walls and onto the ceiling before emptying 7 fire extinguishers on the stage, equipment, seats, and dressing rooms. By the way, they have not caught who it was. They are still at large. They had to cancel last weekend's shows. They are still planning to reopen for the next scheduled event this Saturday, November 1st. A cleaning crew of 29 people has worked 10-hour days cleaning up the glass, food, wine, and debris from every inch of this theater. These fire extinguishers are a big problem. It's carcinogen that's in them, as we talked about.
Yeah.
Professionals were needed to clean the fire extinguisher agent from the seats, floors, walls, and HVAC system. What a disaster. And yeah, we've got pictures now.
That's disgusting.
The Folly CEO, Rick Truman, said $750,000 is what it could end up costing to clean all this up. That includes the price of cleaning and the cost to replace what cannot be salvaged and the revenue that was forfeited from the shows they had to cancel. They are getting a bunch of donations. That helps. Follytheater.org/support if you want to help them out.
So it's $750,000. I get that that would be the cost. What's not mentioned is that does insurance not cover?
Boy, I would assume so. I would assume this? Insurance okay. covers. If so they don't mention it.
Okay, so then the donations are just to cover like the
deductible or whatever they...
Well, the deductible, but also what they're not getting from having shows. Because right. they're missing out on revenue.
They missed a whole weekend. Okay. Yeah.
It's disgusting. And it really... We talked about this earlier this week. Just trying to put my head around why it bothers me so much. And I guess because it's a performing arts venue that is just trying to bring joy to a community. The fact that it's a nonprofit, so it's trying to bring affordable joy.
To me, that's a big one. That this isn't a theater that's just trying to make as much money right. as they can.
The fact that it's happened while they were putting on shows for kids, mm-hmm. this Dog Man and then Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus. And the fact that even if it wasn't all of those things, the malice and misanthropy that you'd have in your heart, just the hatred, it just doesn't make sense to me. I get wanting to lash out. I get being angry at the world. I've been there, and I don't know. I'm trying to think if I've never vandalized
anything.
Have
you ever damaged anything as a result of that anger?
I maybe my own guitar.
That's fine. About it.
Yeah,
your loss.
I've got into a fight with the sound guy at a show one time, and I threw my guitar down and ripped the strings out and tore my hand open. But other than that, no. I don't know. That's what bothers me so much is I don't understand. I can understand robbing a place. I can understand taking money. You need money, fine. Or you don't want to work, fine. I can understand the motivation. It's a selfish thing. This is just disgusting for no purpose, no reason.
Yeah, and they haven't said, it's at some point we'll find this out, but they have not said, and maybe because they don't know yet about if anything was taken, because I don't know what you would have of value at the theater. They didn't take the TVs, the monitors, they broke them. Yeah. They could have taken them. I don't know what they're probably not worth a lot, but if you wanted to make money off of it somewhere, you could have stolen things maybe from the concession stand or something. I don't know what you're going to steal, but the thing that makes me the most crazy about it, and I don't know why this is aside from the fire, like they did the kind of damage that is the hardest to clean up.
Yeah.
They could have dismantled seats. That's bad, but you either just replace the seats or you rebolt them down, but they threw wine up the walls. I mean, they did things that will have to meticulously be cleaned. They didn't just break things. They destroyed that.
I think it's the calculation of that.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so disturbing.
The specific choice of those things. You could have just broken more glass. Glass is incredibly expensive to replace. But they didn't. They did things that, like, this felt personal. This felt very manipulative.
Yeah.
You know, like somebody there really made you mad, and so you thought about the worst way to really stick it to them, and this was it. $750,000, and they're not done yet.
No.
I mean, that number might go up.
Yeah. Switching gears, but kind of in the same vein of people breaking into a place. I almost feel the opposite about this story. Neighbors are complaining about people breaking into the Family Dollar.
Remember the one that partially collapsed this summer?
Yeah, Broadway. What was it? Broadway and 43rd?
3700 Broadway. So Broadway and 37th.
Yeah. In Kansas City. It killed a guy. It collapsed. It killed a guy who was walking by.
There have been complaints for a long time about this building.
So it's just sitting there dormant, right?
It's not open. Sitting there half collapsed. It's not even cleaned up. The debris from the collapse is still sitting there.
So neighbors are saying people are breaking in and stealing stuff. KNBC talked to a bunch of the neighbors and said that that's been happening. They saw people breaking in the side door of the building and leaving with items in their hands. The building has been under scrutiny since it partially collapsed on July 27th. There's a couple of things to parse out here. One, if there's just food sitting inside of this building, I mean, I don't have a problem with somebody breaking in and stealing. What good is it doing rotting in there? Stealing is bad. I'm not arguing in favor of stealing, but letting food just rot is worse to me. Give it to a pantry.
Yeah.
If you're not going to be open anytime soon, why is that stuff just sitting inside of there?
Yeah, it's because I asked. It's rare that I go into Family Dollar. Dollar Tree is closer to my house. Are there freezers? Like, are there frozen meals? I assume so. I assume there's kind of the same variety of stuff.
Would they be powered, though? I mean,
I don't know if there's still electricity in that building. That's a very good question. The word looting is coming up in a lot of places. Have they checked for copper? I mean, has anybody been stealing copper out of the place? And I look at the owner of this building going, this happened in July.
Yeah.
How has this been allowed to just sit there? So on Tuesday, building inspectors in Kansas City cited the owner for having an open building. They have 24 hours to make that happen. So to make it not open, I guess. Okay. I don't know, that was a weird way for them to say that. A representative of the Arthur Fells Company, who owns it, says they're working with the tenant to secure the property. It happened July 27th, for crying out loud. This is 3 months ago. How is it still sitting there? Yeah. Kansas City firefighters responded twice to fire calls at the property this week. A fire marshal visited the property on Tuesday for an inspection. How can this happen where a building can partially collapse? You know who the owner is. You know who was renting the property, and nobody has to clean it up.
Yeah.
Nobody has to take the items out. It's, is it not a public health hazard in having, animals and rodents and stuff can get in and just clean up the property.
And if you didn't secure it, and people brought, because it's just not. You can claim, well, we put boards up, we put a fence up. It's obviously, if people are getting in, it's not secure.
Yeah.
If this thing collapses again and killed somebody, would there be a lawsuit? Would there be?
Plural.
Yeah.
Lawsuits.
Lawsuits?
Yeah, plural.
I mean, granted, they shouldn't have been in there. They're breaking, they're trespassing, all that stuff.
Oh, but somebody gets injured.
Yeah. You're not. Maybe. There's no way to know this. What is going on with the building? Are they opening it again, or is it just sitting there?
It appears to just be sitting there. I don't know what the plans are.
Yikes.
But at some point, you can't force somebody, but can the city not condemn that building at that point?
Yeah.
Or at least condemn the part that, fell and force them to clear it out and give them 10 days to clear out the debris? Or you put a lien against the building. This was an easy one. This is 3 months ago. To me, that's a building you clean up.
913-586-7798. We'll talk about this.
Two problems.
Okay, go ahead.
Ready for this? Jamie, this one's for you.
Oh, yeah.
You get the raccoon.
Plural. Raccoons.
It's raccoons.
Besides air conditioners.
Raccoons. Several, yeah.
You take them to the Family Dollar.
Need Steven, the raccoon guy, to do it.
They can get rid of all the food that's inside of the building.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no food rot in there.
Mm-hmm.
No more raccoons in your garage.
Love it.
More food to steal.
There
problem
you go.
Solved.
Love it.
And the raccoons will be happy.
And the raccoons will be happy.
Yeah. That's what I want is happy raccoons.
Two raccoons with one stone. 913-586-7798. We'll talk about this more coming up on Midday.
It's been 3 months, more than that, 3 months and a few days since the Family Dollar on Broadway partially collapsed and killed a 68-year-old man. And police are getting calls. Firefighters are getting calls. Now neighbors are upset because it looks like there was some fencing up at some point. There was security for a while, but as soon as the security went away, people started stealing stuff out of the inside. did nobody come and say, hey, we have this collapsed building. Let's get the inventory out. If nothing else, there might be stuff in there they could sell.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, or donate somewhere.
At a certain point, it's an attractive nuisance.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, at a certain point, it is.
Pretty quickly, I think it was.
Right. If you put candy at the edge of a building, kids might chase it and fall off. That's why it's irresponsible to do things like this. And you can put up all the boards and the padlocks and everything you want. If people think that there's stuff inside of there, they're going to break in and get it.
And like you said, maybe get hurt, maybe fall, because there's still, you can see the pictures. There's still a big pile of debris there. That's not safe for anybody. That's whether you're trying to rob the place or not. I guess it's not robbing anymore, but whether you're trying to take stuff out of there or not, it's still a liability for the city.
A texter, and I'm not going to give their phone number because I think they don't want people to know who they are, but they said, I was employed with Family Dollar and Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree sold Family Dollar early this year. They will not do anything to address the problems and issues until they're forced to.
Family Dollar doesn't own the building, my understanding.
Yeah, it's Arthur Fells Corporation. But somebody needs... This is... You know what? There are so many... times we could just make this the point of everything we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Somebody needs to take accountability for this.
Yeah.
Somebody. I don't care if it's the Arthur Fells Company. I don't care if it's Family Dollar or Dollar Tree or the city of Kansas City. Somebody needs to step up and go, hey, we have a dormant building on a very in a very busy area that collapsed and killed a guy. And now a bunch of people are breaking into and stealing stuff, which is causing problems for the neighbors. We need to do something about this. Could somebody, just somebody, step up instead of going, well, it's not our responsibility, it's their responsibility. Nope, it's actually on them. Well, technically, they're the owners. For the love of God, could somebody just take accountability and step up and do something?
And can the city not, at some point, the city must have the legal right to put a lien on the building. I assume that's the power that to declare it a nuisance, to declare it. There's another word for that. I cannot think of what that word is where you declare it. What's that word for property that you declare? I'll never think of it right now, but there's a word for property that like needs to be torn down.
Condemned.
A condemned property?
No, there's another word I'm thinking of, but that's okay. But still, at some point the city can say, this is a safety hazard and an eyesore. It's an eyesore, and the streetcar just opened all the way down there, and Broadway's not far off Main, and at some point, the building just needs to go away. It just can't be acceptable to somebody to say, yeah, I own the building, but I'm just not going to do anything with it.
No, that's fine. I'm not taking responsibility. Why should I?
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, a woman, I love this story, a woman accepted and then rejected a proposal.
It's how it happened.
He proposed in public, and then she rejected it in private. I believe Quentin, based on your reaction, 100% have her back on this.
We've talked about the public proposals.
They're so bad.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all got to stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.